boil it a little and put your salt and stuff in and eat it with sweet milk.
And about how long do you have to boil it?
Not but a few minutes.
Just to get it soft?
Just boil it, sort of like grits. You'll see grits.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, that's the way you make mush. Just cook them like grits. You know?
This Mr.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Just fine, thank you. Here, I'll turn the...
I know, way back. No, that's...
Now, what are some other things that you make out of cornmeal besides mush and cornbread?
Well, I have made corn dumplings, and you can make corn muffins.
Well, now, how do you make corn dumplings?
Well, I used to boil a bone and have the juice, you know, and I just make my dough up without any salt or milk or anything. Make it out in little balls and drop it
down. Well,
how
would you have it? I mean, how would it stay together?
Well, if you make it up without milk or anything in it, it'll stay together. You mash it together.
So you just use milk and cornmeal for the dumplings?
No, I just use water. That's what.
Just water and cornmeal. And then make a little ball out of it?
Yeah, and just make a little ball and drop them in your hot juice, you see, and cook it for it to tear up.
That sounds good.
Well, they are good now.
Well, now, what about muffins? What's the difference between cornbread
well,
and muffins?
Well, the way you make muffins, you just make up your cornbread like you're going to cook cornbread, you know, and cook them in a little muffin pan.
Oh, so the only difference then is the shape.
Yeah. Okay. It's a different shape. Of put eggs in them.
Well, now, what about hush puppies? Do you ever make those?
Yes, I have made them. The way I always made them, I just made them out of plain meal with water and cut onions and up and put salt and black pepper and fry them where I fried fish.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what do you call those?
Hush puppies.
Hush puppies?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we used to call it oven bread. We used to cook in the oven, you know.
Okay.
And put a lid over it and put our coals on top of the lid and that browned it on top and under that would brown.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you always put it in something then? I mean, you'd always put it in the oven. You wouldn't just put it directly under the ashes?
No, I never did cook none of that. I've heard the folks did though.
Well, do you know what people call them?
Yeah, they called them ash cakes. Back then.
Now let's see. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Stuffed cornbread.
Mm. Soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon. Now, is that the mush?
Yeah, that's a mush.
Okay. What do you call bread that's cooked in loaves and it's made out of white flour? Just the kind of bread that you buy at the store.
Well, I call it loaf bread, but we used to cook old-time light bread.
Okay.
There's a difference in it, though.
Well, now, what is the difference?
Well,
besides the fact that the homemade tastes better.
Yeah. We used to get yeast cake, you know, and just cook our homemade light bread, we called it.
Uh-huh. Well, did you have to knead it and do all...
Yeah, we'd make it up and let it rise, you know, and then make it up like biscuit dough.
Uh-huh.
Pat it out and... put it in a pan and then rise up and cook it.
Oh, I bet that was good.
Well, it is good with butter.
Do you still make it?
No, I ain't made none in a long time. But it is really good. It's better than this boat now.
What do you call a round, flat pastry that's about that big around and it has a hole in the middle?
A what?
A pastry that's about that big around and it has a hole in the middle and it's sweet.
Donut.
Okay. Did you ever make donuts?
No, I never have made none of them.
Okay. Well, what are some other sweet kind of cakes that can be made at home?
Well, I used to cook a whole lot of what are called tea cakes.
And how did
roll them out and cut them out with a biscuit cutter, you know, and cook
them. Cut
them
out. Oh, cut them. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.